The meeting started with a staff report on the 2017 fiscal year. So far this year, sales tax revenue is lower than projected in the 2017 budget. City Finance Director Navin Bisram expects this may not change.
After 8 months of activity, we are currently under budget. Activity is expected to improve in April, May, and June. At the end, unless something drastic happens, I expect us to come in below budget.
Later in the meeting, interim city manager Don Moore began discussion of the proposed 2018 budget. The committee worked hard to bring the budget from about $250,000 in the red to just over $100,000 in the black. But Moore called the proposed budget a snapshot in time.
There's been some changes recently that lead me to be concerned about, as I've expressed before, that the budget is fine, it balances, you have a fund balance, but I'm getting concerned on whether or not we can maintain the services.
Moore detailed three areas of the budget that he thinks should have funds reinstated. The first was the Public Works Department, where Director Ken Morton recently announced his resignation. The department is currently working on several projects, including sewage lift stations, fire door replacement, senior center renovation, and Cell 3 at the landfill. Moore says these projects can't be left unattended.
All of these require some kind of management oversight that we have been providing through the Public Works Director. We're working on a program to fill in the gaps for that, either using the designer, for instance, to manage the project, or we have some local help. Dig and Nelson can help with the smaller ones.
Moore was not prepared to ask for a specific amount of money for public works. The committee plans to revisit this issue at a mid-year review. Moore could, however, put a price tag on his second item, a 20-hour-per-week library assistant position. That would come in at $25,000 after donations of $1,500 each from Peter Pan and Icicle Seafoods. Sonia Marks, the librarian, says the position would support the mission of the library.
With only three people working, we can't serve that many people. And I know it's not a life safety health issue for our community, but it is for the mental state, I guess.
This year, the library has one 20-hour position and two 14-hour aide positions. This has forced the library to decrease its hours to 30 per week, which is nearing the 25-hour threshold necessary for the library to keep its grant funds. The committee will recommend that the council reinstate the second 20-hour position in the proposed budget. Moore's third suggestion was to add back the eighth police officer position. He says the effect of an understaffed police department may be hard to see.
The measure of your success of a police department is in things that don't happen. If the drunk driver is in our jail, that lessens the likelihood that they're going to cause an accident or something.
Police Chief Dan Pasquarello says he would have two options to fill the position. He could hire someone who has already been through the police academy, or promote and train someone from within his department.
It seems like we have better luck when we take somebody that's already from Dillingham, that lives in Dillingham, that knows Dillingham, that works. When we train them, we seem to get more time out of them than lateral hires or people that have already put themselves through the academy.
The committee will recommend the council reinstate the police officer position in the proposed budget. This will essentially do away with the $100,000 surplus. The committee also reviewed their options for instating a tobacco tax to increase city revenue. The full city council will vote on the proposed 2018 budget in a meeting this Thursday at 7 p.m. That meeting will include a period of public discussion. For KDLG, I'm Allison Mollenkamp.